And finally, I just wanted to say some comments in relation to Gordon Brown, because I've heard, you know, a lot of people really calling on his compassion and for him to do something. But I think it's time that we started to check out reality in relationship to who is this man who now leads the British government. And some of you may know that not too long ago, April of this year, he appointed to his front bench advice team a man who David Cameron threw off his front bench. That man is Patrick Mercer. Now, Patrick Mercer has a little history, a little racist history, because Cameron threw him off for racist language against black soldiers who he accused of being idle and not ready to fight and using the whole question of racism as a reason for doing no work. And that was an outrage which was published, but we have to remember this is the man that Brown now wants to be his security advisor. And that sends signals to the BNP and others, because from the highest point of government, they are being told it is okay to trash and to use racist language, and you will be rewarded, in fact, if you do it. So we have to keep a handle on who he is. Who is this man, Gordon Brown? Who used 80 words, 80 British words, when he made a speech? He might as well have been the British National Party, frankly, because he was doing a much better job of putting his views over than he's ever allowed them to do so far. So we have to be very clear and not disconnect ourselves from the reality of his actions with his words. So we know that the racism is dripping from this government, and we better wake up to that. Because we know already that the Muslim community has been under attack since 9/11. And any of those that are black, any of us black and immigrant people in this country, know that if they can go for the weakest of us, they'll come for all of us. Some of you may have heard on the news that Tony Blair took delivery, or is about to take delivery, of a bulletproof BMW. I mean, it begs the question of why he needs a bulletproof BMW. Perhaps he knows something we don't. But anyway, I hear that when the bulletproof BMW arrived at a certain police station, because it had come from France, and when the doors were opened, out jumped four asylum seekers. And they were utterly astonished to find themselves in the heart of the British police station, which is not exactly where they'd expected to be able to claim for asylum from, but let's hope they do and let's hope they win. But the most surprised people were the police, who have yet to work out how the hell they got there.